When a for-profit college chain announced earlier this month it was closing its doors, nearly 40,000 students across the country found themselves adrift. They were wondering whether their time at ITT, Technical Institute, would pay off. Now community colleges and nonprofit private schools hope to recruit them. Here's Kirk Carapeza of WGBH.
In the fall of 2014, William McNeil lost his retail job at Sears and was looking to improve his life when he got a bunch of emails promising a path to a new career.
ITT Tech, you know, they seem the most receptive and everything. And
at 55 years old, William signed up for more information online, and he got several calls from a recruiter. Desperate to get back on track, he decided to pursue an associate's degree in networking technology.
I liked computers. I was interested in computers, and I figured that was something that's going to be around a while and only get more intense.
And he took out more than $20,000 in government-backed loans to pay for it. At ITT Tech's campus here in Norwood, Massachusetts, McNeil earned a 3.5 GPA, so he was confident that with a degree, he'd be able to find work.
Everything was looking good, and I was just about to start my final quarter. I would have graduated with my associate's degree in December, and they went the rug out from under my feet.
Another blow for the embattled for-profit higher ed industry.
ITT shut down all of its 137 campuses just days after the federal government cut off student aid because the school's accreditor found it had lied about its graduation and job placement figures. That left former ITT students like William McNeil scrambling to make copies of their transcripts. Like thousands of other students, William is figuring out whether his credits are worth anything in today's higher ed marketplace. And he's been trying to convince admissions officers at the Ben Franklin Institute of Technology in Boston to give him credit for coursework he's already completed.
So hopefully the department chair approves this.
Admissions director Marvin Luazzo says the two-year nonprofit college is accepting some ITT credits.
7, 8, 9, 10.
And William is in luck because most of his credits will transfer.
We're sitting down with each individual student one by one because we don't want to set them up and put them in a class that they're not ready for.
At a time when at least some college is required for most careers, Bill Moses of the Kresge Foundation, which is a financial supporter of NPR, says for a lot of low-income students, the path to graduation isn't very clear.
They don't typically go to one institution and stay there at a residential campus for 4 years and graduate. They take longer. They often go to more than one institution. They go to very different kinds of institutions.
So one idea, Moses says, is for colleges, states, and accreditors to rethink how they measure and transfer credits.
Could you have a statewide or at least metro area-wide an agreement so it's easier for lower-income students, particularly the kind of students who go to ITT, Tech, and other for-profits, to transfer?
Giving students credit for what they know rather than time spent in the classroom, Moses says, would solve many of today's college credit problems. The education department is backing that idea, but for now, former ITT students who can't transfer their credits are eligible for debt relief, and that would mean starting from square one. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.